You're listening to Accelerate, a ServiceNow podcast series about achieving your business outcomes, where we talk about how to get the most value from the Now platform. Hey everyone, this is Crystal Clevenger.
And this is Dee Idris. We're your hosts and excited to talk to you about ServiceNow value acceleration solutions that include expert services, training, and impact.
Hi, everyone. It gives me great pleasure to welcome two guests today, Rob Pastore and Mo Fagir. I'm so happy to have you on the show today. Mo and Rob, I'd love it if you could tell me a little bit about yourselves, your backgrounds, and what you do at ServiceNow. So let's start with Mo.
Hi, Crystal. It's a pleasure to connect with you as well. My name is Mo Fagir. I'm a technical consultant at the Technical Accelerators at Scale team here in Impact at ServiceNow. Been here for around 2 years, and I work, my field of expertise is AI. I've done my, my background is also a bachelor's in AI and been in the field for around 7 years now.
Thank you. Rob, what about yourself?
So I am a technical portfolio manager for that same TAS or Technical Accelerators at Scale team. I have been at ServiceNow for over 12 years, but I have joined the TAS team about 2.5 years ago. And as a technical portfolio manager, I am responsible for creating the accelerators that we use in Impact. And I specialize in the AI pod, we call it, the AI accelerators that TAS offers.
Wonderful. Well, if it's not obvious by now, we are here because we want to talk about AI and Gen AI in general, right? So let me ask Mo this question. Why has there been so much buzz around AI and generative AI lately?
That's a great one. And indeed, AI and generative AI, it's been a huge transformation. And we've seen in the past 2 years there with generative AI now, and not only the ability to just use AI to predict on based on historical data, we now have generative AI that can generate new content, images, videos, and many more forms there of data. So that has been a significant transformation. And what has enabled that is we've seen deep learning and significant transformations there with generative AI models, also like GAN models, which are generative adversarial networks. That's a type of algorithm that has also supported this transformation, and also the computational power has been a significant advancement with computational power there following Moore's law as well. So that is another transformation that has also enabled this capabilities. And we have a lot of data now, these large data sets that we can go ahead and consume to feed into these generative AI and large language models. That has also enabled us to go ahead and train and start generating new content. So it's been a real buzz all around, and we have seen that as well in ServiceNow.
Yeah.
And we've also.
Yeah. So yeah, speaking of ServiceNow, right? So what has ServiceNow been working on, you know, related to AI? Because clearly that's your specialty. So tell us a little bit more about that.
I've been working on this subject of AI for a long time. So for instance, we've started with Parlo even before that. But as an example, Parlo in 2018, it was an NLU company we ServiceNow have acquired. Since that has enabled ServiceNow to provide the ability to have conversation-like experiences relying on unstructured data. And we've also seen a lot of acquisitions that we have done in the AI space over the past few years. Only looking into just in the past year there with Ultimate Suite, a task mining company, G2K, and Internet of Things or IoT company, Hitch, a skills intelligence capability. And also in just the past 2 weeks there, Atrinet, which is another AI SaaS in the telco space. So it's been a huge number of acquisitions and also focus in the space. Not only acquisitions, but we've also been working on these capabilities. For instance, Element AI, which has also provided us with AI researchers, and those research scientists have also worked in some of the significant transformations in the AI and Gen AI space and the realm there. So if we look at just generative AI, for instance, just in before even the transformation we had with ChatGPT 2022, there was a paper and a patent that was filed by a researcher from ServiceNow about text-to-flow, how you can go ahead and generate flows there and complete processes just using natural language and text. And over the year, we have also had significant partnerships with NVIDIA, where we have already released generative AI solutions on the ServiceNow platform from the Vancouver release. We've had a number of iterations and releases since. We're continuously expanding the Gen AI space as well with our capabilities here. We have other partnerships with Hugging Face, with Deloitte, Accenture, EY in the generative AI space that also enable us to become one of the leading Gen AI players in the enterprise software platform realm.
So how is ServiceNow adding all these AI capabilities that we've acquired to the products that we sell to our customers?
As I mentioned, we've been working with many players. So for example, NVIDIA. NVIDIA has enabled us also and Hugging Face. We've released a large language model, StarCoder, which is one of the world's leading, strongest performing large language models in text-to-code, as well as one of the world's most responsibly developed LLMs there. So essentially looking at only open source data as well as ServiceNow data to train these LLMs. StarCoder has already been in use for several of the capabilities in the ServiceNow platform. For example, to go ahead and get a summary of a knowledge article for an end user, or if I'm an agent and trying to just get a summary of an incident rather than going through a long history there or task history, or even just trying to generate a resolution note. So even in not only this to solve this incident, but even in future cases, agents can go ahead and rely on those to triage incidents. So all those use cases we have are these large language models that we have worked with partners. We have these powering up these specific use cases today in the ServiceNow platform, and many of our customers are getting real value. Productivity gains for their end users, for their agents, as well as saving time, you know, in these processes as well, valuable time, so their users can go ahead and focus on more valuable tasks as well.
Right. So we probably, as users of the ServiceNow platform, even internally, right, we've probably been using AI already. We just didn't necessarily know, right? We didn't label it as AI. To your point about summarizing a knowledge article, it probably gets done automatically for us, but we're not necessarily seeing it that way. We just don't think about the fact that it's AI generated. Is that correct?
Exactly. It's as simple as a click of a button there for an agent or a user there. For an agent, if I just get an incident or case there, I can just click on a summarize button, can already generate, understand the context of what is the issue? What are some of the actions that were taken in the history of this? And summarize that and get an agent can quickly get a at-a-glance overview of what's going on. So it really enhances the speed of an agent.
Right.
And as you mentioned, without having to know that Gen AI is powering all of this, an agent can just go ahead and trigger a button. Likewise with an end user. Mm-hmm. Just enter anything in natural language and the LLM can understand, or Gen AI can understand that context and provide a personalized, concise summary to that user. So without having to understand all the nuances with generative AI, users and agents can be infused into their current workflows, Gen AI, and accordingly, they can still leverage that to realize the benefits that I just mentioned.
Yeah, that makes sense. So let's talk a little bit about impact now and how ServiceNow Impact can help customers get started with AI. And Rob, I'm going to look to you to answer that question.
Absolutely. So within Impact, we have what's called accelerators, right? These are fixed scope offerings that will give you an expert that'll quickly provide value where you need it. And they're very specific for what per topic. The teams that Mo and I work for, we deal with just one of the three types of accelerators, and those are the technical accelerators.
Okay.
So the difference in technical accelerators is what we do is we will take a copy of the customer's instance and create a temporary instance where we will actually be able to demo the work that we're going to show. And we'll be able to show you how, for example, Gen AI or virtual agent will work in your environment. So it's very valuable. We've got two types of technical accelerators. They most fall into either a jumpstart or a tune-up. So jumpstarts are for when you're not familiar, haven't started using a product, and we can come in, turn it on, and show you how it's going to work. A tune-up would be something you're already using and might want help improving it, modifying it, helping with performance and guide along the path on what you've already done and where you need to go.
Out of these accelerators, there are probably some that are related to generative AI, including one that's probably called Jumpstart Your Generative AI, right?
Yeah, they sure are. Yeah, we have 13 accelerators just for AI alone.
Okay.
So we'll speak about the one for jumpstarting your generative AI,
mm-hmm.
but there's one for Jumpstart Your AI Journey, which looks at a much higher level and helps you roadmap. We have for predictive intelligence, we have for task intelligence, we have jumpstarts and tune-ups for AI search, and then there's a whole suite just for virtual agent, which will focus in different areas of virtual agent where you can run jumpstarts and tune-ups on those as well. But let's talk Gen AI, because that's what everybody wants to know
about that, yes.
Exactly. Yes. So in Jumpstart Your Generative AI, we take that temporary instance. We basically turn on, using ServiceNow's large language model, the LLM, we're able to demonstrate how it will work from Now Assist, from the creator, which is allowing the text to code. It's going to allow your developers to actually just type in prompts and have AI generate the code. It works in Flow Designer, where now you can just sort of describe how your process works, and the AI will create the flow for you. It's actually some pretty amazing stuff. Yeah, and then we can also show how all the AI capabilities, you know, how they work together. So one of the examples we might show in your demo for Jumpstart Your Gen AI, let's say we'll start with the demonstration. Will start with the user in Virtual Agent talking, you know, asking questions, and maybe that will use AI search to return results, answers that it's going to pull from your own knowledge articles, right? That we'll be able to show that in these examples. Then we could also show the path where the end user has an issue and they want to talk to a live agent. We transfer to a live agent, and now AI is going to summarize that virtual agent conversation the end user had, so that the live agent can now just read a single paragraph and not have to scroll through three pages of prompts and answers to know what this user was looking for. And now all of a sudden they can quickly read that and start interacting with the end user. And if they create an incident, now we can demonstrate some of the stuff Mo was talking about, the incident summarization, right? If you have an incident with a lot of back and forth, again, a new fulfiller comes on board. They want to know what was done and where we're at. Scroll through four pages of back and forth emails and talk, or hit the summarize button and now get a quick paragraph telling them, you know, the important parts of what's been done on the ticket and the converse questions and answers that have gone back and forth. So it's really amazing. And then we could also resolve the incident or the case and show the resolution notes being generated by AI, looking at at the answers that were provided in the work notes or the comments, and create resolution notes and resolution codes for us.
Well, I hope every company will use that feature, because there's nothing more frustrating than, you know, you call for customer service, right? And you talk to one person and they can't help you and they pass you on to the next person. And you have to repeat yourself and you do this 2 or 3 times until you can get to the right person. So it sounds like, you know, with this functionality, you know, Gen AI can summarize the ticket for me, for the agent, and help everyone save time.
Exactly. So I think that's the great point about this accelerator and this impact accelerator, as well as we can, as Rob mentioned, with the temporary instance, take a clone of the customer's instance there. We enable generative AI so you can see the value of how generative AI is going to add to you. Right. You get a preview of that right in a 90-minute session there.
That's great. One last question, if I may. If someone who has ServiceNow Impact is interested in getting this particular accelerator, what's a quick thing they can do to activate that accelerator?
Two ways. They can reach out to their customer success manager. Mm-hmm. That will be one direct way they can do that, or they can just go into the Impact Digital Experience, and from there they will be able to request that accelerator, as we noted, the Jumpstart Your Generative AI Accelerator.
Great. Well, thank you so much, both Rob and Mo, for your participation. I really enjoyed our conversation, and I hope our listeners did as well.
Thank you very much, Crystal. Been a pleasure.
Awesome. Thank you for the time.
I'm Crystal Clevenger.
And I'm Dee Idris, and this is the ServiceNow Accelerate podcast series. You can find us and other ServiceNow podcasts in the ServiceNow community at community.servicenow.com. Be sure to follow us in your favorite podcast app so you don't miss our next episode.